things, used to be, used to have it to do with, but face painting and Joel Terry, that Charlie Haller. You won't know him.
No.
No.
Don't know Charlie
Haller. Some of you, I knew him, I say.
Yeah.
I knew him.
Yeah.
I worked up at Terry's, you know. I worked up at Terry.
You've worked up there?
Oh, I worked up there. Oh, I did a bit of farming fine once up there, when I lived over there at Beeville. Bit of farmer's mine, I did. I worked up at Terry. I know all things that helps at Terry. I do. I worked there. I worked up at Terry.
What do you reckon's going to happen
to
him?
When Charlie went away?
Huh?
When Charlie went to working away?
No, Charlie was here when I was working here.
No, really?
Did Charlie go away once?
I went away, did Charlie? He had to go.
Why's that?
I went away. It went wild on.
Yeah.
Where did he go?
He had to go away. I think he went to, he went down Wakefield way, I think, to work. He went down onto that farm, he did, with a lot of milk beer. You know,
yes. Yeah.
With a lot of something going on. He went away, did Charlie? He went away.
I didn't know he'd gone away.
Didn't you?
No.
No, he went away once. He's doing a bit of farming man in the way, Charlie. He ain't doing it all up at 30. I don't know how long he was away. He went down Wakefield, I think. I think he went down to some of them what would be related to him. I think he went down to a farm. On the one his relations, what were a scene to him.
Yeah. And that was in Wakefield?
I think we're down Wakefield, right? Yeah. I don't know, I think we're down there.
Is it on?
Yes, it's on now.
I mean, you can erase it, can't you?
Oh, well, that's
the actual sound of the
tape.
Right,
yes, I know, but... I see, yeah.
The idea is, you see, rather than... I mean, if we were trying to write down what you were saying...
Yeah.
You couldn't keep up with it, you see. So, I mean, we've taped Edith and Earl in. We're going to tape everybody along here, you know. Stanley, of course, Charlie. And then we can just sort of get, you know, a much better idea. We can put in quotations and things like that, you see.
Oh, and it's handier because you've got it down on tape and you can take what you want then.
That's it, yeah.
So, right, when did you stop going to
the
chapel?
Is it ready now?
Yes.
And will it record me?
It'll record you now, yeah.
Speaking for me? Yeah. Without the microphone?
Oh, that's a clever thing.
I thought you'd have had the microphone, Susie, at least.
Well, we have got it.
If you want to have a microphone there.
Would you like a microphone, Mark? I think, yes.
Would
you really like one?
Yeah.
Right.
But I don't have to...
Right. Did you ever go to Sunday school?
I did, yes. We started going on, well, me and Gina used to go together. Probably started when we were about 5 or 6 or something. I can't remember exactly how old we started.
And when did you finish Sunday school? How old would you be when you started?
I should think we'd be about 10. Just before the evening school. A few years before the evening school. It was about 13.
Yeah.
Did you want to leave by that time?
I think... Possibly, yeah. I had other interests at that time and being busy as well at home, it just seemed, time wasted to me in those days.
Mm.
When we got to 13 or 14 years old. I might be a bit out with dates regarding what, you know, when I finished. I think me and Jean both finished together.
And but David had been there then as well.
David, he'd have been about 3 or 4 year old then, I should think, at that time. And also the Dalgleishers that used to come to the chapel, they moved over to Horrididdle and they couldn't... It was too far to come over, you know, for them.
Mm.
So they gave up coming as well. As I say, I should imagine we'd be about, probably just about the time we went to Calder High School, and that would be when we moved from Oak Down, down to Edmund Bridge, and so we'd be about 11 or 12, I think.
Yeah.
When we stopped going.
Did you not like sort of religion, religious side of it? I mean, did you just, did you reject it, as most people do when they get to that that age?
It's a difficult question to answer looking back. I mean, we're talking about 21 years ago, and it's, I used to take religious instruction at school as a chosen subject at one time, so it wasn't particularly that. Possibly that, rather, possibly a little bit old-fashioned in the way that they taught then, but, and also, the numbers weren't there. The interest at that time, to me, started to wane a bit.
Yeah.
Stanley wasn't so well, you know.
Yeah.
I think that was about the time that he started with his first illness.
Mm.
And, as I say, the dad leisure stopped going, there were fewer of us going, and we were all growing up at the same time together, we were all getting old together, such as Trevor Shackleton, and myself, and the same. Horrid little lot. Well, there was a copy in those days.
Yeah.
They used to walk down from Coffee down Sunnybank and across Long Falls and up to the chapel.
Can you remember the treats? Did they have an annual outing thing?
We did have the occasional outing. I can't honestly remember going on an outing. I know our Jean went on maybe two, and I can't remember going. I think that only sort of... Perhaps, yes, I did go on one, I think. We went to Blackpool or somewhere. I remember going. I don't actually remember where we went, but I remember the sing-song coming back in the coach.
Yeah.
I guess I remember there was... Eric Barrett's daughters, Jean and Sheila Barrett, and they were quite a bit older than us, and they were singing that to us.
Mm.
And I remember that part of it better than the actual seaside, you know.
Yes.
What about sports meets? Did you have sports meets? Like,
I don't.
A lot of the chapels used to have Whitsunday.
Yeah.
Field days.
No, I don't recall that, anything like that. We didn't do anything like that. We did the Christmas activities and things. I remember those.
Those would be little plays, would they?
Yeah, we did the Three Kings and Mary's, you know, Birth of Jesus, and put it right, right through.
What about concerts?
Concerts. No, I don't particularly remember. We did one or two. We did do one or two concerts. And at that time, we were going to Old Town School, and the headmaster was pretty interested in what we were doing at the chapel, with the little things that we used to do. So he used to help, and he occasionally come on to the chapel. And also the grown-ups used to join in, Charlie and quite a few others played their parts as well, you know, in the evening, which made it more interesting because it were always a bit of fun to see such as Charlie dressed up in a policeman's uniform and that sort of thing, you know.
Mm.
So that all helped to make it interesting. And looking back, I mean, I remember those days with a lot of pleasure, you know.
Mm.
And,
so would you send your own children on to Sunday school if it was still going?
If the Sunday school was still going, I'd probably come on. When they're old enough to go to Sunday school, I should probably come on and attend myself a few times.
Yes.
And see what I thought about the way they were taught and how things were going.
Mm.
And if I thought that it was all right, I'd certainly send him, yeah.
Mm.
Do you think, I mean, what do you think is the function of a Sunday school? I find it quite a difficult question because I don't really know, but I've been teaching these children.
Yeah. Well, I think the main thing is to interest the children in wanting to go to the chapel. I mean, we used to have to stand in the pot sink and have a complete wash down in the sink, and as I got a bit bigger, my head used to touch the bottom shelf, you know, so my mother used to have to pull that out to get me in the sink to wash me down to go to Sunday school. It meant putting on different clothes, and that always, it real bind with that.
Mm-hmm.
Having to be washed, and playing out, and doing something outside, and she'd call us in and say, it's time to go to Sunday school, let's get you washed, and get your better togs on, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It felt a little bit like going to school. And I hated going to school, so somebody was just an extension of school in some respects. The getting ready was, not the actual attending when you got there.
What do you think Edward will get from it if he goes?
I think a good thing about it is as well that they meet the other children that go. I'd like them to learn about living together with other people, right from a baby, and living together both in chapel and as neighbours. I think that's one good thing. Because mostly the kids that go are locals and they all live fairly close together and they go to school together. That and to be taught about the Bible and also to look back like I look back with a lot of pleasure at the little things we used to do.
Even though you hated it at the time?
I didn't hate it. As I say, I rather detested the part where we had to get changed and to leave things that, that we were going to home that were more interesting at that then. But once you got on to chapel, particularly if there was something going on, if we were preparing for something.
That's true. I wouldn't like to think
of
the bind for you.
You see, and another thing, the teachers are there that can be there and that's available, but that a lot depends on that as well. Who's teaching them, and how interesting the people are that are doing the teaching, and if they can hold the children together and make them want to come and enjoy it. I think that's the whole thing, building in this being able to enjoy
yes.
it side of it,
yes.
And also the religion as well.
Mm.
But get them something
interesting
to go to.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, I think that...
Sports
days
are a good question, isn't it? Well, I think so.
Yeah. Well, I can't remember us having anything like that.
It seems to be quite traditional, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I thought it was really big. Well, I mean, something like our Sunday school would be a bit too small for the sports.
Because
it would be in a day of 25, 40 school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In time, I love you if you
want.
So when you left Sunday school, did you go at all in your teens or anything like that?
To chapel.
Or did you just cut
no,
completely?
I more or less cut it out completely, apart from attending the anniversaries. Particularly the anniversaries over at Oxbridge, where my granddad and grandma were buried.
Mm.
I used to go every year, more or less, to Oxbridge anniversary. And sometimes the Harvest Festival, you know.
Mm.
Did you ever get any pressure on you to go from your parents or...?
No, not any...
Would disapprove of
any great pressure, no. I mean, we were in those days, we did as we were told to do, and it was anything. I mean, if my dad or my mother told me or our Jean to do a job, we did it.
Mm.
We didn't used to stand by our feet and say we weren't going to.
Mm.
And it was just the same with the chapel. It was an accepted thing that we went. And we weren't pressurising to go in, apart from we might be to shout twice to come in to get changed, as I say.
Mm.
But no, certainly not. No, we weren't pushed into it.
But you don't go to the anniversaries now, though, do you?
I don't now, no.
No.
I haven't been to an anniversary on there for ages.
Mm.
And the Christmas, no. A lot of that being, I'm not particularly that keen on the way that a lot of the old style preachers preach at anniversaries and so on. I like the singing side of it, I like the communal thing, when everybody gets together
yeah.
and sings. I mean, that's very nice, but I don't like sitting down and listening to some old folk going through a long, long,
boring
sermon and... you've had difficulty knowing what the message was, but time is finished, you know, you're lost, fed up, and on those very hard forms on there, it, you know, it gets a bit hard sitting there.
Mm.
As I say, I prefer the okay, somebody that's speaking with a message, and I understand it, I'm interested, but I basically prefer to go and stand together with everybody else and sing.
Yes.
That's, I prefer that.
Yeah. Would you say, a lot of people, go to the anniversary for that sort of reason, then?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, possibly, yeah. I mean, that's what I prefer. I prefer to sing together with the people rather than sit down and listen to one man.
Mm.
Because to me, I mean, if there's anything in prayer, I can pray in here if I want to, in this house.
Mm.
And I just feel that there's something more when a lot of people get together and sing in the chapel or in the church.
Mm.
But to me, that's got something more than one man standing up and... giving a sermon. And it does much more for me as a singing than, as I say, just listening to one man's views.
Yeah, yeah. Are you in fact, a religious person then? Or, I mean, I know you don't make it an important part of your life, as some people do. But, I mean, do you... believe the basic things that Christians do.
I think cleanliness is next to godliness, and I've always liked to keep myself reasonably clean. And religion begins at home, in my opinion, and I try to live a good life, be honest with myself and with everybody else.
Mm.
And I don't think that it's necessary to. I have to go to a chapel or a church to be religious, in my opinion.
It
isn't necessary.
Well, I mean, I don't regard myself as religious at all. I mean, I'm an agnostic, really. Isn't that right?
Mm.
Not the right word?
Atheist.
Atheist, yeah. But, I believe that the basic Christian principles...
Are you an atheist or not?
Atheist.
I mean,
yes.
Definitely.
Yes, oh, yeah.
You just don't believe in it.
No. Although I respect it.
There's anything wrong with the rules.
But I respect it, and most of what it tells you to do is good common sense, and naturally I sort of go along with that.
The rules are fine, aren't they?
Hmm. Hmm.
Well, I don't regard myself as a non-believer.
Non-believer.
Although I don't, as I say, I don't go to chapel regularly or to church regularly. I'm not a non-believer.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of things unanswered, I mean, regarding religion and history can't answer it, can it? I mean, they haven't found the missing link yet, have they? And until they do that, I think it's a bit presumptuous to to not believe, particularly when you've been brought up to believe. And my parents have always believed. And my mother, I'm sure I've heard her say many times, she's just certain that she'll see her dad again. And she feels that strongly now.
She'll see her dad again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she means she'll see him again within religion, you know, not she'll not see him again in some sort of image in a cold place.
Yeah. Yeah. Does your mother go along to anniversaries?
No, she doesn't. She hasn't been for a long time. I used to go together, as I say, to Oxbridge.